Here we are, to rest and pray together this beautiful Tuesday night. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The setting sun now dies away, and darkness comes at close of day. Your brightest beams, dear Lord, impart, and let them shine within our heart. We praise your name with joy this night. Please watch and guide us till the light. Joining the music of the blessed, O Lord, we sing ourselves to rest. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three in one. Trinity blessed, whom we adore, be praise and glory evermore. The Lord surrounds his people with his strength. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, that cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountains surround her, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forever. For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart, but to the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord surrounds his people with his strength, in honor of Mary's gifts. Pray for those entrusted to us and everything we need most. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace, of thy flame of love, over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord surrounds his people with his strength. Unless you acquire the heart of a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, you declare that whoever receives a little child in your name receives you, and you promised your kingdom to those who are like children. Never let pride reign in our hearts, but may the Father's gentle compassion reward and embrace all who willingly bear your gentle yoke. In honor of Mary, take care to help me. Take care to help me. Take care to help me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Unless you acquire the heart of a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, and from God the Holy Spirit, pray for your help, Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. In honor of Mary, we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Some of the Chaldeans came and accused the Jews to King Nebuchadnezzar. O king, live forever. O king, you issued a decree that everyone who heard the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psalmody, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments should fall down and worship the golden statue. Whoever did not was to be cast into a white-hot furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have made administrators of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have paid no attention to you. They will not serve your God or worship the golden statue which you set up. Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual, and had some of the strongest men in his army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the white-hot furnace. They were bound and cast into the white-hot furnace with their coats, hats, shoes, and other garments, for the king's order was urgent. So huge a fire was kindled in the furnace that the flames devoured the men who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into it. But these three fell bound into the furnace, into the midst of the white-hot furnace. They walked about in the flames, singing to God and blessing the Lord. King Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered, but he replied, "I see 4 men unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the 4th looks like a son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar came to the opening of the white-hot furnace and called to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, "Servants of the Most High God, come out." Thereupon Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. when the satraps, prefects, and governors and nobles of the king came together, they saw that the fire had no power over the bodies of these men. Not a hair on their heads had been singed, nor were their garments altered. There was not even a smell of fire about them. Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants that trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore I decree for nations and peoples of every language that whoever blasphemes the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut to pieces and his house destroyed. For there is no other God who can rescue like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. The angel of the Lord went down into the furnace with Azariah and his companions, and he drove the blazing flames out of the furnace. The fire did not even touch them or cause them any pain. Blessed be God, who sent his angel to rescue the faithful servants who put their trust in him. The fire did not touch them or cause them any pain. Our second reading is from a letter by Sulpicius Severus, the biographer of Martin of Tours, who popularized the life of St. Martin of Tours so many centuries ago. Martin knew long in advance the time of his death, and he told his brethren that it was near. Meanwhile, he found himself obligated to make a visitation of the parish of Candales. The clergy of that church were quarreling, and he wished to reconcile them. Although he knew that his days on earth were few, he did not refuse to undertake the journey for such a purpose, for he believed that he would bring his virtuous life to a good end if by his efforts peace was restored in the church. He spent some time in Candales, or rather in its church, where he stayed. Peace was restored, and he was planning to return to his monastery when suddenly he began to lose his strength. He summoned his brethren and told them he was dying. All who heard this were overcome with grief. In their sorrow, they cried to him with one voice, "Father, why are you deserting us? Who will care for us when you are gone? Savage wolves will attack your flock, and who will save us from their bite? When our shepherd is struck down, we know you long to be with Christ, but your reward is certain and will not be any less for being delayed. You will do better to show pity for us rather than forsake us." Thereupon he broke into tears, for he was a man in whom the compassion of our Lord was continually revealed. Turning to our Lord, he made this reply to their pleading, "Lord, if your people still need me, I am ready for the task. Your will be done." Here was a man words cannot describe. Death could not defeat him, nor toil dismay him. He was quite without a preference of his own. He neither feared to die nor refused to live. With eyes and hands always raised to heaven, he never withdrew his unconquered spirit from prayer. It happened that some priests who had gathered at his bedside suggested that he should give his poor body some relief by lying on the other side. He answered, "Allow me, brothers, to look upward toward heaven rather than at the earth, so that my spirit may set on the right course when the time comes for me to go on my journey to the Lord." As he spoke these words, he saw the devil standing near. "Why do you stand there, you bloodthirsty brute?" he cried. "Murderer, you will not have me for your prey. Abraham is welcoming me into his embrace." With these words, he gave up his spirit to heaven. Filled with joy, Martin was welcomed by Abraham. Thus he left this life a poor and lowly man and entered heaven rich in God's favor. Happy this man who did not deceive nor judge nor condemn anyone. He spoke only of Christ, of his peace, and of his mercy. Here is a man whom words cannot describe. Death could not defeat him, nor toil dismay him. He neither feared to die, nor refused to live. He spoke only of Christ, of his peace, and his mercy. And I should have been doing the special ones. This is a really big feast. It is labeled in the book as a memorial, but it's treated more like a feast. I can tell just by the layout of the prayers. So here's the antiphons that we've missed so far. The first one should have been, "Here is a man that words cannot describe. Death could not defeat him, nor toil dismay him. He did not fear death, nor did he refuse to live." Second one for our middle psalm or canticle should have been, "Lord, if your people still need me, I am ready for the task. Your will be done." Bishop Martin has left this world, a shining light among priests. Now he lives with Christ forever. And our special reading would have been for the short one, 1 Peter 5:1-4. "To the elders among you, I, a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and sharer in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst. Give it a shepherd's care. Watch over it willingly as God would have you do, not under constraint, and not for shameful profit either, but generously. Be examples to the flock, not lording it over those assigned to you, so that when the chief shepherd appears, you will win for yourselves the unfading crown of glory. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them. He spent himself in their service and ever prayed for them. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them." This blessed bishop loved Christ with all his strength and had no fear of earthly rulers. Though he did not die a martyr's death, this holy confessor won the martyr's palm. A pretty amazing story of a pretty amazing man, right? And this is going to be an evening prayer canticle, a gospel canticle. Magnificat, Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This blessed bishop loved Christ with all his strength and had no fear of earthly rulers. Though he did not die a martyr's death, this holy confessor won the martyr's palm. Jesus Christ is worthy of all praise, for he was appointed high priest among men and their representative before God. We honor him, and in our weakness we pray. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. You marvelously illumined your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women. Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor. You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders, like Moses, sought your compassion. Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people. In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with the Holy Spirit. Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit. You yourself are the only visible possession of our holy pastors. Let none of them, won at the price of your blood, remain far from you. The shepherds of your church keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them you give your flock eternal life. Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life. Pray for Bill, for him to have relief tonight. Pray for Lizeth, that whatever I said may turn out for the best rather than the worst. Pray for Henry, for Michael, and for all of our disciples, that we too, walking together, may be able to evangelize and catechize rightly and gain the sense of reward and joy that comes with that. Help us follow the Spirit's guidance more docilely and offer ourselves with more trust to God. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God, our Father, you will never allow the power of wrong prayer. Father, by his life and death, Martin of Tours offered you worship and praise. Renew in our hearts the power of your love, so that neither death nor life may separate us from you. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. See if we got that Magnificat. O God, who are glorified in the Bishop St. Martin, both by his life and death, make new, we pray, the wonders of your grace in our hearts, that neither death nor life may separate us from your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Offer my partial or plenary indulgences today for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.